Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Continuing to broadcast my 12th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. In about a month or so, we're going to do our 12th Christmas Day show. It'll be live. And I say 12. Actually, maybe it's like 8 because 4 of those, I guess, were on the weekend. But we still did a Christmas Day show. A Christmas show, I should say. Maybe just not on that day. But it'll be on Thursday in December. I'll be right here live as I have been for the last... We're now in our 12th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm very thankful for that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very thankful for work. I'm thankful for having the opportunity to be here with you. And you know how thankful I am of you. Mike Robbins is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's the author of Focus on the Good Stuff, The Power of Appreciation. He's a well-known speaker, motivational speaker. He leads seminars all around the world, helping companies large and small to put their best foot forward, and also people like you and me to make sure we got our priorities straight. Mike, welcome to the show, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book. I like the theme of your book because I think too many times, Mike, when things go well, we're not thankful for things too much because we think it's because we're so smart. And when things don't go well, we have a tendency to focus on who to blame.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I think whether things are going well or not going well, it's equally as important for us to focus on the good stuff and really be grateful. You know, part of what got me into, you know, writing this book and becoming a motivational speaker, which I've been doing for the last 10 years, was I hurt my arm. I write about this in my book. I was a pitcher. I was actually a professional baseball player. I'd gotten drafted by the Kansas City Royals out of Stanford and was, you know, ever since I was a little kid, all I ever wanted to do was play in the major leagues. And unfortunately, my third season with Kansas City, I was still in the minors, actually. I went out to pitch one night, and I tore ligaments in my elbow and blew my arm out.
Ooh.
And, you know, as you can imagine, at 23 years old, with this being my lifelong dream, it was devastating. But the big realization that I had over the next couple years, as I had some surgeries and finally realized I wasn't going to be able to come back, was that the only regret I had from my whole baseball career wasn't that I didn't make it, wasn't the games that I had blown or anything like that. It was that I didn't fully appreciate it while it was happening.
Right.
And that became, you know, I think a sort of universal lesson that a lot of us learn in different ways. I happen to learn it at a pretty young age,
yep,
in a sort of dramatic way, but that's really the theme of my book, Focus on the Good Stuff. That's the theme of all of my work, is how can we appreciate what we have while we have it right now, whether it's, quote, good, or whether we're in the midst of challenges, as many small business owners are in,
yep,
general, and especially these days. Can we focus on our gifts, our talents, our strengths, and the blessings around us? You know, I heard you before the break talking about the things you're grateful for, of course, here on Thanksgiving, and it's, mm-hmm, so important for us to do that.
Well, one of the things, I'm glad to hear you say that, Mike, because, especially about the here and now, because I've written about this and I've talked about this now for a long time, I've encouraged small business owners to, you know, we're all making goals, we all have these finish lines that we put in front of ourselves,
yeah,
out there. And we focus on those finish lines. We focus on those you know, scoring those goals and winning the game and bringing back the shekels. You know, we focus on that. And what I learned in my small business career is that when I got to the finish line, it wasn't as shiny and happy as I thought it was going to be. I did accomplish it, maybe. I did win. Maybe I did win the game or whatever, but it wasn't as big a deal. And I looked back, and I realized that there were moments in the process, and I call them waypoints.
Mm-hmm.
This journey we're on to wherever we're going, whether it's an interim journey or the ultimate journey,
Yeah.
There are all these waypoints. That's an old aviation term that I picked up. And they're waypoints. And I look back on after I finished the goal line and I finished the goal and I was feeling a little anticlimactic. I looked back and I said, hey, there were some waypoints back there that were pretty cool. I just blew right by them.
Yeah, and
you I think what you just said, don't be so focused on the success you hope to have that you can't be grateful and thankful for the little successes you're having today.
Absolutely, and it's I think it's a challenge for all of us. You know, and one of my colleagues, a guy named Tony Robbins, who a lot of people have probably heard of, who's not related to me, even though we have the same last name, he talks about the difference between...
Your teeth aren't as big either, are they?
Right. not quite. But, you know, he talks about the difference between the science of achievement, which is important, and the art of fulfillment, which is really what you and I are talking about.
Yeah. You know, I think you probably ought to try to figure out how to become his cousin or something, and maybe, you know... maybe he put you in the will or something. Hey, Mike, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Mike Robbins is our guest. He's the author of the book Focus on the Good Stuff, The Power of Appreciation. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're visiting. Happy Thanksgiving Day today, by the way, folks. It is Thanksgiving Day, and we're grateful for that. I'm grateful for and thankful for being an American, to be able to be in a country where I can follow my dream. And boy, howdy, have I been able to do that. Such as it is, it's still my dream. I get to decide what that is. And I've been able to do that. And Mike Robbins writes about that in his book, Focus on the Good Stuff, The Power of Appreciation. Mike, it's how could anybody not be thankful for being in a country where if we want to do something to follow our dream, we can actually do it?
Yeah,
even,
absolutely.
Even if you start out with nothing.
It is. It's pretty remarkable, you know, if you think about what opportunities we have. Both in terms of, you know, business, obviously you talk to small business owners and on your show here and we can start our dream and make it happen. But even, you know, in light of, I mean, look at what's happening, the horrible terrorist attack in India and what's going on there at the moment. I mean, I was reading about it on the internet this morning before you and I got on, and I'm just thinking, wow, oh, I'm so grateful to be here in a place where, you know, for the most part, I walk around in my daily life and feel relatively safe. And, you know, it's those simple things, I think, in life that we can...
We can't take that for granted, can we?
No. And you know, it's sometimes in life, as you know and I know and I'm sure most everyone listening knows, it does take something dramatic happening in our lives personally or maybe something in the world for us to stop and go, wait a minute. I get this really great life I haven't been paying attention to because I've been so focused on all the things I'm worried about or the places where I think my business isn't good enough or my kids aren't acting the way I want them to or whatever the case may be. And as I say all the time when I'm speaking to people, and whether it's a major corporation, whether it's a small business, whether it's an individual I'm doing a coaching session with, is we've all got to take inventory of the good stuff in our life all the time so that when we do get that errant phone call or when the thing that doesn't go the way we want it to happens, we actually have a reservoir of gratitude and appreciation built up that we can deal with it more effectively and more positively as opposed to letting it take us over.
One of the things that I've talked about many times on my show, and I know, folks, you've heard me repeat it many times, but I do think it's important, is over the years, whenever I've, as a small business owner for almost 20 years, Mike, I've seen every bad thing that can happen to a small business basically has happened to me.
Yeah,
and I mean, I've experienced it, and I've made all the mistakes. I mean, a lot of them were my own doing. I've made all the mistakes, and I've talked about most of them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I thought there were times, Mike, when I didn't, never mind tomorrow, I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour.
Yeah.
And the only way I found out that I could really get through that, and to be productive, to be effective, was to stop for a minute whenever it looked like, you know, I was done for. Stop and I actually sometimes would pick up the phone and call my kids and check on them.
Yeah.
Or if I couldn't get to them, I'd imagine where they were. And I would imagine them being safe and well. And as long as that was the case, I realized that everything else was just baloney.
Yeah.
Nothing else really mattered. Everything else was just stuff.
Yeah.
And then after getting to that point, then I actually was able to deal with the challenge more effectively.
Yeah. Well, and that's such a great example, Jim. I mean, I think, you know, for all of us, I write about this and focus on the good stuff, is, you know, being able to just make a simple gratitude list, whether we write it down or even in our mind, or like you, you know, check in with your kids, you know, put things in perspective, because it's easy for us to get caught up in the fear and the stress and the worry. And look, sometimes, especially as small business owners, and I've had my own small business for almost 10 years, you know, I know personally how scary and stressful it can be in those, you know, deep, dark moments of, am I going to make any money? Is this ever going to happen? What am I doing? I should go get a job. I'm an idiot. You know, all those things, right?
Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind?
Yeah. And, you know, and I love that you acknowledged, and I'm sure you do this all the time on your show. I heard it right before you had me, brought me on. Just acknowledge small business owners for the courage it takes to do it, for going
They're our heroes.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, another thing for us to remember, kind of back to your point about what a great country that we live in here, I had a conversation with a cab driver in Houston about a year ago when I was out there on a speaking engagement, and I asked him a question in the middle of our conversation. I asked him what his perspective was on this culture, given that he didn't grow up here. He told me that he was originally from Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. And he paused and he said, well, can I be honest with you? And I said, please. He said, well, I think most people in this culture act like spoiled brats. And I said, really? What makes you say that?
I think he nailed us.
And then he said, he paused and he said very sincerely and dramatically, he said, Mike, look, I'm from Ethiopia. Every day here is a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's so true. And I'll tell you, you can't really appreciate America if you've never traveled to a third world country.
No. It's true.
That's for sure. Talk to us about appreciation. All the many faces of appreciation that you talk about in your book, Mike.
There's different types of appreciation. I mean, really what appreciation means is really recognizing the value of something. So it's fundamentally subjective, and it really is about, you know, the different levels, if you will. There's appreciating life, being grateful for life, which is important, as we're talking about. There's being able to acknowledge the people around us and then appreciate ourselves. So really those three aspects of it, I think, are fundamental to us living not only a successful life in our business and whatever we do, but really being fulfilled, as we were talking about right before the break. You know, the difference between the science of achievement, which is about making goals happen, very important, of course, but even more important is really the art of fulfillment. You know, because you and I could make millions of dollars in our businesses, we could accomplish every goal we want, and that's not a guarantee that we're going to be happy. And the key to our happiness is being able to appreciate the things and, more importantly, the people around us.
My audience can't believe you just said that, because they already know what I'm about to say. Because I've said it 1,000 times. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a truth, folks. Quick break. Mike Robbins is our guest. His book is called Focus on the Good Stuff, The Power of Appreciation, available wherever books are sold. When we come back, he's going to have a website to give us right after these messages. Tin Till. Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome back. Little Booker T and the MGs. What is that, green onions? I think it's green onions, isn't it? Yeah. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Or is that Time is Tight? Which one is that? I always forget. Green onions, that's right. Green, thanks, Rog. Roger, I'm thankful for you too, buddy. Roger, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Crittlebaugh, the guy who, the magic behind the buttons, producing my show all these years. Roger Crittlebaugh, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Mike Robbins is here. He's our good friend, our new friend, I should say, soon to be a new good friend. He's I can already see, Mike, you're going to become a good friend. He's the author of Focus on the Good Stuff, The Power of Appreciation. Mike, we desperately need your website, please.
FocusOnTheGoodStuff.com.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, you know, all kinds of information about my book. You can sign up for my free email newsletter. It comes out every other week, called Appreciation in Action. I think small business owners, like everybody else, can use reminders on how to appreciate themselves and life and focus on the good stuff. So lots of book recommendations and articles and things,
so,
too.
So check that out, folks, and FocusOnTheGoodStuff.com. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. So talk to us what are your thoughts on Thanksgiving? What are your thoughts as we wrap up our visit today?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on being thankful?
Well, I mean, it's such an important thing for us to be talking about here on Thanksgiving, and it's, you know, I'm glad that you do your show live on Thanksgiving. I get an opportunity to talk to you. I mean, here we are, it's Thanksgiving. People are going to be getting together with family or friends or doing whatever they're going to do today. And there's three things that I recommend that all of us do. We'll be doing this later today, myself with my family, that really can make today not only a nice holiday of food and gathering, but actually really a meaningful experience. And the first thing is, and a lot of us do some version of this anyway, but, you know, you sit down with your family at the table and you say a prayer, a blessing, do whatever you do, but mm-hmm. it's nice if you can have everyone go around the table as you start your meal and talk about what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for. You know, you can do this on any day, but Thanksgiving.
It makes some people uncomfortable, but it's a good thing, isn't it?
It does, and that's the thing. Yeah, it can make people uncomfortable.
Get you a little out of your. It doesn't hurt to get yourself out of your. Because if you're uncomfortable about it, it means you probably haven't been thinking about it enough.
Exactly, and it is. Look, it can be, and I say to people all the time, and if you want to do this well with your family in a way, you know, you should start, even if you're a little uncomfortable with it. I mean, I do this for a living, and even in the moment when I say, okay, everybody, let's say what we're thankful for, sometimes my heart will start to beat a little, or it'll feel a little funny. Because, you know, you're
It's a tough audience, your family, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a tough crowd. So, but you know, to be able to do it, and if you set the tone, it'll really kind of go more smoothly. A second thing you can do, which can actually make people even more uncomfortable, but I find even more powerful, is take it to the next level. And the game we call is the acknowledgement, pay it forward game. So what this is a different kind of version of it, but it would be like, you know, Jim, if you and I are sitting at the table, I might start and let you know specifically what I appreciate about you personally, mm-hmm. honestly, genuinely. Mm-hmm. And then your job is to just receive my compliment, not make a joke or be funny about it, and then turn to someone else at the table and let them know. And we do it all around the table. And, in fact, last year we were at some friend's house for Thanksgiving, and we didn't know everybody there. And I turned to my wife and I said, should I do it anyway? And she said, just do it. So I said, let's do it. And we did it, and it was funny because not everyone at the table knew each other. And at first people were thinking, well, we can't do this. Well, by the end, we all were laughing. Some people were crying. It was like a great way for us to connect. So there's that. And then the third thing that I really
You're just an instigator, aren't you?
Hey, you know, this is part of what I do, man. I try to, you know, stir it up a little. But another thing that you can do, and this is really important, this is more of a personal thing, is that sometime today, you know, by yourself, kind of take a moment aside, or maybe on a walk, or when, you know, just have a moment to you know, contemplate, is think of some things you appreciate about yourself. What are you proud of? And this is really important, especially for small business owners, mm-hmm. but we have a tendency to be so hard on ourselves, to work so hard, to focus on.
They really don't know all the things that they do that are good, do they? I mean, and you're so right, Mike. I mean, we have to stop and take stock. It's okay to kind of do a little bragging on ourselves, just to ourselves. We should be proud of ourselves, shouldn't we?
Exactly. And the difference between bragging and self-appreciation, bragging when we do it, and we all catch ourselves in times in life bragging, is usually based on fear and insecurity, whereas self-appreciation...
Yeah. We need to know other people know about us.
Yeah, but self-appreciation, whether we do it out loud or just inside to ourselves, is really more about self-confidence and ultimately about self-love. And just like you said before the break, if you can't be happy with money and stuff, you know, without it, you're not going to be happy with it. And I believe that if we don't appreciate ourselves, it doesn't matter what we accomplish because it won't matter. And when we do appreciate ourselves at some level, it doesn't really matter what we do or don't accomplish because that's really what we're after anyway.
Yeah.
And ironically, the more we appreciate ourselves, the more likely we'll attract success to us much easier.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, give us the website one more time.
It's focusonthegoodstuff.com.
And take the .com off, and that's the name of his book. And it's available wherever books are sold. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away and keep one. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for you, sir.
Thank you. Same to
see
you, Jim.
See you next time. I got to go for this hour, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thanksgiving Day. Please be careful today. Please have a safe, happy Thanksgiving. And eat too much. I know you will. Be thankful for that, and say a little prayer for those who may not have as much. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is all about you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.